This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
All right, so today we're doing a deep dive into something really fun.
Oh, yeah.
It's a children's story about language.
That sounds fascinating.
It is. And, you know, it's about these two best friends named Zara and Luca in Mrs. Patel's third grade class.
Okay, I'm listening.
So they have this language project, and they're both so excited.
Third grade? That's such a fun age, full of energy.
Oh, absolutely. They're always up for a challenge, especially Luca.
Yeah.
He really likes to make everything into a competition, so he was hoping for, like, the easiest language.
Of course, makes it more fun.
Right. But Zara,
yeah,
her family speaks Swahili.
Oh, wow.
And she's like, I'm going to teach you some Swahili.
That's great.
And I think it's just so heartwarming how they just jumped into this.
It is, you know, to see that kind of passion for language at such a young age is...
It's inspiring.
Really inspiring.
Yeah, and it reminds us that discovering new languages can be a really fun adventure.
Absolutely.
So Zara starts by teaching Luca the word for hello in Swahili, which is jumbo.
I love that.
Right. And Luca, being Luca, he can't help himself, and he's like, jumbo. Like Jumbo the elephant.
Oh, that's cute.
It's hilarious. But, you know, it just shows how when you're first learning a new language,
it can be tricky.
You might mispronounce things or you might get words confused.
Yeah, and that's totally okay.
It's part of the fun.
Exactly. It's all about being patient with yourself and not being afraid to laugh at those little mistakes along the way.
And, you know, even those mistakes can help us learn.
Oh, for sure.
So then Luca teaches Zara how to say ciao. In Italian.
Ah, classic.
Which I always thought was so cool as a kid.
Yeah.
Because it means both hello and goodbye.
It does. It's a very versatile word.
It is. And I just think that's fascinating how some languages can pack so much meaning into a single word.
It's like they're squeezing a whole sentence into one little package.
Right. It's amazing.
And it really shows how diverse and complex languages can be.
So, Zara and Luca, they take their little language swap game to the next level, and they create a language swap board in their classroom.
A language swap board? That's a fantastic idea.
Isn't it? And they invite all their classmates to share greetings and fun phrases from their own family's languages.
Wow, that must have been such a vibrant and exciting display of languages.
Oh, yeah. I can just imagine all the different sounds and words filling up that board.
Absolutely. And it highlights the power of peer-to-peer learning.
Right.
Where kids are teaching each other and sharing their cultures.
And realizing that even though they might come from different backgrounds, they can still connect through language.
Exactly. And it shows that even simple phrases like hello or thank you can have such a powerful impact in creating a sense of connection and belonging.
And it's not just about the greetings. You know, they even have phrases like I love pizza in different languages.
That's wonderful.
It's just a reminder that there are some things that we all share and enjoy no matter what language we speak.
It's a beautiful way to show the universality of human experiences.
And when Zara and Luca finally present their project to the class.
Yeah.
They share a really beautiful message. They say that words can connect us even if they sound a little funny at first, and that it's okay to make mistakes while learning.
They're absolutely right. Making mistakes is an essential part of learning.
It is, and I think that's a message that's so important for kids to hear, to not be afraid to try new things and to embrace the journey of learning.
Exactly, because it's those mistakes that often lead to the greatest discoveries.
And to end their presentation, Zara proudly says, Nuzuri.
Ah, yes, Nuzuri.
Which means good or well done. In Swahili.
It does.
Such a perfect way to celebrate their language journey.
It is. And it reminds us that no matter our age, we can always embark on new language adventures and discover the joy of connecting with others through words.
So what language will you explore today?
It's a great question.
It is. And that's our deep dive for today.
Until next time.
See you then.
Bye.
Bye.